This morning, the kind of centerpiece of our hour together in this first session is for each of us to have the opportunity to spend some time personally with the Lord, to just absorb Him, to contact Him, to open our heart to Him, to let Him cleanse us and refresh us. But before you go to do that, and each morning that will be the main part of this morning time. This kind of singing is just to bring us back to the Lord, to open our hearts to Him. But really the most important thing is for you to be with Him, for you to absorb Him and have that personal contact. Yeah, where you can touch Him and He can touch you. Before we send you to do that, and I think today we'll try to give you 10 to 15 minutes, and we may lengthen the time as the week goes on. I would like to share a few principles, actually really just two principles with you. Everyone knows, I believe, everyone here knows that it's good to spend personal time with the Lord. And I believe probably everyone here has at one time or another made a decision, I'm going to spend some personal time with the Lord. And some of us have even made the decision, I'm going to do that every day. However, most of our experience is like this, that we don't quite make it. And when we do, it's not always what we expected. And there are hindrances, there are obstacles along the way. And what I'd like to really highlight today are a couple of the obstacles. Because we want to be very practical in our fellowship with you. Actually, after you go to spend those 10 or 15 minutes, I don't know if we'll do this in other days, but today we would like to call you back, and then that some of you could give your experience of how you spent those few minutes, that we could learn from one another. Because I have found that actually most people all experience the same kind of frustrations. Actually, just knowing that was a big help to me when I was starting to learn how to spend the personal time with the Lord. And so we can have this more as a kind of a workshop. This is not meant to be a message. This is meant to be a little tutoring, practice, and then a kind of exchange of, you know, kind of evaluation. Okay, I'd like to give you three sets of verses. Psalm 27, verse 4. Exodus 34, verses 2 and 3. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 27, 4. Exodus 34, verses 2 and 3, and 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. The first one, Psalm 27, 4. Some of you maybe have committed this to memory in the past. Okay, if you have it, let's read it. It says, one thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in His temple. And I want to highlight the last part. This is a very rich verse. There's a lot of things here. I just want to highlight the last two phrases, because these last two phrases sort of encapsulate or summarize the two main principles I want to fellowship with you. Number one, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of our coming to the Lord? Just one simple thing: to behold the beauty of Jehovah. To behold the beauty of Jehovah. When we come to Him, we want to see Him. We want to contact Him. We want Him. We want just Him. That's the first point. We want Him. So that means we don't want other things. And we don't need other things. We're not coming for a feeling. We're coming for a person. The most important thing here is not completing the list of verses that we were assigned. The most important thing is Him. Him. We come, you know, in most of the local churches, our morning revival, right, our time that we spend with the Lord, or of course you don't have to call it that, but most of us do. When I was growing up, I called it quiet time. That was when I was in the denomination. Some people call it devotionals. The Jews used to use this kind of terminology. Then we called it morning watch. Now we call it morning revival. It doesn't matter what you call it as long as you do it. As long as you have it. Okay? So it's really just a personal time with the Lord. Okay. And so anyway, we have to have such a time. Now, I was saying, in most of the local churches, our morning revival is tied to the prophesying meeting of the church, the Lord's Day meeting. And that is that we follow in most of the churches the holy word for morning revival, which is our morning watch schedule, really. For the 6 days, we get into these verses, and then there's some extra ministry portion that actually is not intended that you would read everything in the morning. You can read that later. And then the result of this is that you have something, and on the Lord's Day, you come and speak something, because prophesying builds the church. Okay, so that shows that the building of the church is connected with our private time with the Lord. Okay, so I don't know if this ever happened to you, but I have enjoyed some verses sometimes, and I'm getting into the verse, and as I'm enjoying the verse, a thought comes. That would be good to share on the Lord's Day. And this time is not for that. So when that happens, actually sometimes I start thinking, well, I could give an introduction. Just kind of this point, that point. And you know what? I lost the focus of Him. I my focus became the church meeting. So I have to tell myself, not now. And sometimes I even say that out loud. I'm going there and I realize, not now, not now, not now, stay there. So I take that thought, kind of put it on the shelf. I don't want to throw it out because actually it was a good point. And I might want to go to it later. Actually, I know what some saints do is they have a pad and pencil and they write down 2-3 words to remind themselves to go back to that later. Then, Lord, they come back to the Lord. So remember, the goal is to contact Him, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Number two is to inquire in His temple. To inquire in His temple. What does this mean? Well, to inquire means to ask. When you ask when you don't know. So this implies that when you're with the Lord, we shouldn't lead. We shouldn't lead. We should let Him lead. Say, Lord, what would you like to do today? Here I am. Where are we going today? Lord, I got 10 minutes. Or I have 30 minutes. However long you spend with the Lord. Lord, what are we doing today? Because I just want you. I only care about you. I don't care about a program. I don't care about having, okay, first it's this, then it's that, then it's the other thing. Lord, I just want you. Amen. So, you know, for example, this morning, the first thing I usually do is take a shower. And in the shower, a hymn came. I haven't sung this hymn at least half a year. I don't know why it popped into my head. Does this ever happen to you in the morning? How many of this happens to you? You know, don't take that lightly. That might just be the Lord calling you because He has something for you in the words of this hymn. He did for me this morning. You know the hymn that came to me? It's in our hymn book, 1068, 1068. You may know it. It says, oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the flock. Wondrous grace that brought. I haven't sung this in months. And it just... So I just started to pray. Oh, the love. Oh, the blood. Oh, thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you for your... I wasn't in my time with the Lord yet. I was in the shower. But actually, my time with the Lord began in the shower. And then I started remembering little parts of it. Oh, on his shoulders brought... I couldn't remember the words. So I just flubbed them. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And poured in oil and wine. Lord, thank you that you poured in oil and wine. Oh, and whispered to assure me, I found thee, thou art mine. Lord, thank you, I'm yours. And you're pouring in the oil and the wine. And I felt, you know, actually when I came to this, I remembered there was something I needed to confess. So I confessed it. I confessed it. And I realized, actually, as soon as I confessed, the Lord said, let it go. Did you ever confess and not let it go? Do you ever confess and then you're just there, oh, I'm so bad. You did it again. You're so... How many of you have ever... Yeah, raise your hand. I'd like to see. I want to know that I'm not alone. Yeah. David, how you just did it again. And we're disappointed with ourselves. But what I found right at that point was that the Lord was not disappointed with me. He was happy that I confessed. And he started pouring in oil and wine. Pouring, you know, it says in Luke chapter 10, he pours oil and wine. You know, oil and wine are symbols of the Spirit and life. Life for enjoyment. Like he said, just, it was like he was saying, good, I'm glad you confessed. Good, good. Yeah, now, stay focused on me. Stay, and the Lord just shepherded me through this hymn. So, okay, when I got ready to sit down and be with the Lord, I had to open to the hymn because I felt, Lord, you have something for me here. So, actually, my time this morning was all over this hymn. And the Lord led me to some verses, not my assigned verses. I have a schedule. I'm in one of the, you know, volumes of Holy Word, but not this morning because my attitude was one of inquiring. Lord, what are you doing? What do you want to do? You lead. Okay, now, I need to balance this. Don't spend too much time thinking, Lord, what are you doing this morning? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then you can't figure it out. After 10 minutes, you're, Lord, what are you doing? No. That's why it's good to have assigned verses. And if nothing else works, go to the Word. Go to the Word. But what I'm saying is, be flexible. Don't box the Lord into a program. How many of you have ever heard of this little guideline that we established, 7 minutes with the Lord? How many of you? I like to see them. You know there's an app for that? Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. Forget that now. There we give you 7 steps. And those steps are actually meant not to be a program that you follow every day. They're meant to be kind of like training wheels. You know, when you're starting to ride a bike, often, not everybody needs them, but often parents put training wheels on there. Actually, it might even be for just an hour or two, and the kids pick it up. You can take them off already, or a day or two. And once you get going on your own, you don't need the training wheels. It's just to help you get started. But in that little program, we have 7 steps. They're not really steps. It's really like a menu that you can choose off of. And they include these things. Calling on the Lord. And praying. And by praying, we just mean say something from your heart. So just whatever you're feeling, say, what do you want? You know, often in the Gospels, the Lord would come to people and he would say, what do you want? And sometimes they give complicated answers when really what they want is just to be healed. So if you want to be healed, say, I want to be healed. If you want to touch the Lord in these 10 minutes, say, Lord, I want to touch you and I want you to touch me. And you can even tell him, Lord, I'm not talking about the training. I mean when we're in our normal daily living. You can even say, Lord, you know, I haven't had morning revival for about 3 weeks. But I'm having it today. And I you know me. I can't guarantee that I'm going to turn to, as soon as I finish my morning revival, I may not turn to you like until tomorrow. Or until the meeting tonight. You know me. So Lord, I really would advise you, take advantage of these 10 minutes and touch me. Because I'm here. I'm here. Don't you think the Lord likes this kind of prayer? Lord, here I am. Yeah, this is actually a prayer that you find interspersed throughout the Bible. Here am I. Here am I. It's good to go to the Lord. Lord, here am I. Right here, Lord. Do whatever you want this morning. So this is in the principle of inquiring. Okay. let me say these two things in a different way. Maybe we should read these verses. This will explain a little more. Exodus 34, verses 2 and 3. This is the Lord calling Moses up to the mountain. It says, and be ready by the morning. And this is a principle that actually you find throughout all the scriptures. God calling people in the morning. Brother Watchman Nee has a chapter in his New Believer's Lessons called, not Morning Watch, he calls it Early Rising. And you have a very good quotation in your morning series line. I think it's for Thursday or Friday. Read those. He talks about the principle of early rising. But please don't read it now. And be ready by the morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. Present yourself to me. That's really what we're doing. We're just saying, Lord, here I am. I'm presenting myself. Let's read three together. And no one shall come up with you, nor let anyone be seen anywhere on the mountain, nor let the flocks or herds
in front of the mountains.
Present yourself and make sure no one else is there. Well, when you go to spend the time with the Lord now, you will present yourself. Of course, there'll be a lot of people around you. But sometimes you're in your room by yourself. But do you have this experience that other people show up, at least in your mind? That you're praying. And maybe, I don't know, maybe that afternoon I'm going to meet Zach for lunch. I don't know. So I'm thinking, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I love you. I wonder if we'll go to Chick-fil-A today with Zach. You know, last time I had that sandwich, I didn't feel so good. I think I'll have the nuggets today. Oh, amen, Lord Jesus. Okay, I'd like to know, anyone in principle, I don't mean about Chick-fil-A, but in principle, do things like this happen to you? You're praying and just out of the blue. I'm taking a flight later this week. I'm asking for an upgrade. Don't know if I'll get it. Sometimes, oh Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, the upgrade. Oh, that nice flat bed. Oh, please, Lord. Please. Lord, amen. Then you have to come back. Someone, it's like the sheep, the cattle ended up with me on the mountain. The Lord wants there to be no other sounds, no other noises. But what happens is, and this is really the main point I want to make, is that the biggest hindrance or frustration to our personal time is our undisciplined mind. the thoughts. Thoughts come to interrupt. Thoughts come to mess up our time with the Lord, to distract us. Don't consider this a small thing. This is actually Satan's attack. This is Satan's attack. And it doesn't have to be an evil thought. There's nothing evil about having Chick-fil-A with Zach. I understand you have a newborn. David Elam, 4 months. Congratulations. Wow, that's great. You may be, oh Lord Jesus, I love you. And you just think of him. You just, I can't wait till the training's over. Then go be with my baby. Just, there's not evil thoughts. But he's not supposed to be on the mountain with you. And he's there. So we should not be in each other's personal time with the Lord. It should just be him. So the point is learning how to set the mind on the Spirit. And learning how to come back. And as I said before, sometimes I just say, stop. Not now. Even out loud. I said, not now. Stop. Stop. And when this happens, don't waste time repenting. Because actually, those are not your thoughts. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, we didn't write it here, 2:11, it shows that those are Satan's thoughts that he tries to inject into you. If you take them and start thinking them, then they're your thoughts, but they're not initiated by you. And so here in 2 Corinthians 10, it talks about that in our mind, there are strongholds. And this is the key phrase in these verses. Taking captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. We need to learn how to take captive the thoughts. Take captive and set the mind on the Spirit. Now, the second principle is to inquire. And what I mean by that is simply this. Follow the anointing. Just try to follow the anointing and let him lead. And sometimes he will lead you to a hymn. Like our brother encouraged us before, it's good to know the hymns because the Spirit can then reach inside of you and bring out one line. And you may not, it seems like it's so out of the blue, like what happened to me this morning, but I learned by now, it's not. That's the Lord initiating contact with us. So as you're praying, sometimes verses come. Other verses, not the ones you're prayer reading. But what's gotten into you, oh, now there's a rich store in you. The Holy Spirit can speak to you. That's why the memory verses that we do in times like this are so crucial. Because as we commit those to memory, actually we're doing more than that. We are letting the word dwell in our hearts richly. Then the Spirit will have an opportunity. It might be tomorrow. It might be next year. But he will reach in and remind you of one of those verses. And that's something that the Lord has for you. So, I'm going to stop talking. And it's time to go to pray and practice. So we'll spend, how about just 10 minutes today? 10 minutes. And then come back at, make it 12 minutes according to that clock. Come back at 8:50. 8:50. Come back at 8:50. So go take some verses and you can take the verses that are in the suggested at the beginning of for today's morning time. You can take Psalm 27:4. You can take any verse. And it's good to spread out a little bit so that you can use some voice. Even whispering helps us. Use some voice.